Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All world, I hope is listening, and some people also are watching us on Facebook. So hello, everybody there. And it's just beautiful today. Again, too hot. I don't know, it's only me who is getting more tired of sun. And I think sun is going down, but not here. So what do you think? Is too hot in California right now? You agree with me? You like the heat? Closer to microphone, everybody.
I like it.
You like the heat?
Yes, I'm
you?
Good with it.
I don't. I prefer cooler.
Same me. So, very unusual show. Not only did we have in our studio three Polish ladies, me including, and not only did we all are friends, but these beautiful two ladies, they have the same names. They're both Monikas. So they spell a little bit differently, their names, but when we speak, we need to say identically, Monika and Monika. So better people who are watching us or listening to us, be careful to know which Monika is talking. But they have two different businesses, a very, very, very different, very beautiful, strong woman with very brainy, I will say. You both are very smart girls. And I am just very proud to know you both and knowing, again, that you both are Polish-American. So it's just cool. And welcome second time to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
So yes. You both already our friends to LA Talk Radio and Accent On. But I know that a lot of people probably watching and listening to us for the first time. So we will be introducing our guest one more time from the beginning. And I'm sure they will find the business especially very, very attractive in two different ways. Okay, so Monika, by M-O-N-I-C-K-A.
That's right.
So Monika, your full name.
My name is Monika Lyons.
Okay, and Monika?
Monika Krajewska.
And this Monika, we are writing by K.
Yes.
Monika. So, but still, Monika and Monika. Monika Krajewska. If you can tell us what is your business in few sentences, could you describe to our listeners and people who watch us?
Yes. So what I am is a specialist, is a healthy homes, and I measure buildings and homes specifically for electromagnetic radiation. And I am a building biologist specializing in EMFs. So I walk around with instruments around homes, and like I did today, and I look for levels of Wi-Fi, electric levels, electric fields, magnetic fields. And I help people remediate those, so lower those levels so the home can be a healthy place to live rather than a toxic place. So what I do is my specialty is creating healthy homes with the instrumentation and the advice that I give people to create to eliminate electromagnetic toxicity.
But we all live in a places that are surrounded by technology. So, and Wi-Fi's and TVs and lights and all of that. So, is it the truth that practically every home, every business is toxic?
Well, it's toxic now more than ever because of the level of technology that we're using, and we're surrounded constantly by technology, at night especially. So for me, the most important part of the house is the sleeping area. And why is that? Because the body restores itself and rebuilds itself and heals itself at night. And so if we have technology, like cell phones, now people have cell phones next to their bed.
That's
or sometimes
all we do.
Under their pillow. Most kids have that. And then you have a lamp plugged into electricity, and then you have a fan, and then you have Sonos, and then you have this and that. And so you have all this electricity all around you, around your body at night. And the idea is to really mimic nature as much as possible, because when we get to nature, our body is able to repair itself and heal itself naturally. There is no electricity as much as we have in our homes.
Yeah.
So there's a natural frequency in nature that matches our body's frequency. And if we add more electricity on top of that, exponentially, our health will go down. So it will deteriorate based on how much toxic load we are accumulating, putting on ourselves. So yes, Wi-Fi, electric fields, magnetic fields are very carcinogenic. So we have to really be careful about, like, having metal around our beds, or, you know, in our mattresses, metal bed frames.
Of course, I have all of that.
We talked about it last time.
Cell phone next to me, like I'm saying, oh, 6 feet, like far away, but obvious. My daughter, I have the same lamp, is always attached to the wall, to electric contact, whatever you call this. So everybody has that.
Right.
But
and
not,
you can't see it.
Yes.
That's the point. It's like we can't really see it. So if you can't see it, you think it's not harming you.
Absolutely.
But it's actually the opposite.
And again, I will say thank you, Monica, because this is you who introduced me to Monica. And you were telling Ilona, she is just so, she's an expert in her field. And you already made some changes in home, because you found out that some of place that you are working in. I will give both of you time to talk about businesses in a moment, but I want people to know also what a business you, Monica, represent. So you both are friends, you both know each other very well, and one day you just ask Monica to come to your home and just measure your stuff, or she didn't come yet?
Well, we haven't made that happen yet.
So
I do talk to her a lot about the stuff and how to reduce all of this at home. So we are in constant contact, and she's my consultant for sure. And I will always recommend her, because we need healthy homes, especially the homes that are smart homes with a lot of technology inserted really in the house, because people do put iPads in the walls to control everything, and that's really not the way to do it.
Gosh, and that's what people make money from. For
that
us,
that is right.
And it seems like so cool, you know. Yeah, you can touch it, you can say it, you can this, everything.
Well, it really is cool, but it affects us greatly. And, Monica said, you can't see it and you can't feel it, how it affects you.
That's really the most petrifying, because how to fight something that we don't even know exists. And I know that you discover the problem with your own body and your reaction to the magnetic fields when you start being sicker and sicker in your own environment, and you had no idea what was wrong with you.
For years, I didn't.
So can you tell us a little bit about your journey to become an expert in your field right now? Because that's like, seems like the journey of your own trouble, life trouble and health trouble got you to the point right now that you're speaking on the topic to a lot of people, and you really teach us right now what to do and how to do better for our children, first and foremost, for our future. So how did you find out that something was wrong with you and that the electromagnetic fields caused this?
Well, first of all, we had a new computer come in. I was working from home. I moved into this 1920s cottage that in 2007, and I didn't know at that time that the cottage from 1920s had remnants of the old wiring, electric wiring. It's called knob and tube. And then it had some Romax, which is the plastic covered wiring, which is also not healthy at all. So I, within, I think, 10 months, I became really ill and affected. I was using Wi-Fi. I had, you know, office at home. I was at the computer all the time. So, of course, I was in electric fields and magnetic fields right around, you know, from my equipment.
Like all of us.
Right. But I also was living in a house that had highly elevated electric and magnetic fields from the old wiring.
And a lot of people have houses
and
like that.
A lot of people do. And then they get, you know, I mean, you can get cancer. It's a carcinogenic field. Magnetic field is carcinogenic. Electric field will affect your immune system right away. So if you're sleeping in that kind of fields, then you're not able to repair yourself, and eventually the body starts to break down. So that's what happened for me. And fast forward 9 years, I was looking everywhere. I was reactive to Wi-Fi, so I've eliminated Wi-Fi in 2007 in my place. And then I was reacting everywhere I went. I couldn't be around Wi-Fi anywhere. And in 2016, I found a building biologist here in LA who came over to Santa Barbara, and he measured my home, and he found that the problem wasn't so much Wi-Fi as it was the electricity, which I thought was good for us, right? We all trust electricity. Oh, it's just here. But too much of it is detrimental to our health. So just to give you an example, you know, it shouldn't be more than 100 milliwatts if you are measuring the voltage coming through your body. We're now absorbing all this electricity from around us, and we have elevated electric field going through because we're full of water. So we're a conductor, walking conductor. And he found that rather than 100 millivolts, I was close to 3,000 millivolts.
Oh my God.
At all time. You know, it was 24/7 plus magnetic fields on top of that. So
and we are working homes mostly, you know.
And I was really compromised. You know, it was at some point my body just gave in. So, of course, it didn't help to have a full mouth of amalgam fillings from Poland originally. Hello.
Wow.
So once I removed those, then my health got a little better, but it wasn't good enough because I was still living in a toxic home, right? And I couldn't see it until I found someone like myself who could come with equipment and show me what was really going on. You know, the numbers don't lie. And so this is, you know, building biology is all about science and study of healthy buildings and healthy homes. And we base it all in science. It's not something pulled out of the thin air. So we have a very sensitive equipment that we bring with us, and it shows right there, you know, how much voltage is flowing through your body on your bed. If you're laying on your bed at night, you know, how much voltage are you from all those charging, you know, phone charging cables and lamps and things like that. And then you start unplugging things around you and you notice the difference.
Wow. Did you have a chance in last maybe few months to find a place that is healthy, that has somehow somewhere not so much trouble for people? Or do you think everywhere that we are living, yes, we are already stuck with this problem? And how then we can help ourselves? Because somehow, somewhere, I believe there are old houses.
Yeah.
They have old wires. They have a thing. If they are very new places, they build right now, do they even think your ways? Do they think that we need to protect people from all the, you know, electricity and wiring and Wi-Fi? So, like you say, if we are in a lot of houses surround you, everybody has Wi-Fi different. So we are living there. The new buildings, are they healthier or they are still the same, you think?
Well, new buildings are also, you have to take into consideration all the chemicals and the toxic, you know, VOCs, which are used, the glues, for carpeting, for paint, you know, all that stuff that actually eventually is outgassing for years on end. You know, so new buildings are actually more toxic in many ways than, but if we talk about electromagnetic radiation, then if the house is properly wired with metal conduit, metal conduit is obviously the best because it confines the electric current inside the conduit. It doesn't escape it. If you cover it with plastic, then it's all over the place. So it's, you know, most we find that, I mean, just in California, we find that 60% of homes are not wired correctly. You know, you have wiring errors, and like the home I was measuring today, there are some outlets that are not grounded. It's a home from 1950s, right? And if you don't have proper grounding, that extra current has to go somewhere. It's not going down to the ground. So those are really major problems, you know, that we find, and then we have our electricians to fix it. And then we work with those people to tell them what to do, because nobody checks for EMFs other than us.
This is supposed to be like another business that not so many people know about. This is supposed to be like Bible. You buy your house, you have Monica come, or people who work with Monica, come to your home, check everything.
Here's
out.
Here's your Bible.
A healthy house.
A prescription for healthy house. This
okay.
is really what we
Where
use.
Where can you buy that?
I think it's online on Amazon. It's by Paula Laporte, Baker Laporte, and Erica Elliott and John Banta. It's what we use. There's a lot of these people are involved with Building Biology Institute, and these are our instructors. And it covers, if you get this book, you can actually find everything that you want to create a healthy home.
So one more time, prescriptions.
Prescriptions for a healthy house.
A healthy house.
And this is a guide for architects who are designing homes, builders, and homeowners.
Okay.
So you can start from scratch and build from there.
So if people are building home, this is like the coolest things ever to have this Bible, because now you really can know what is put into your walls mm-hmm. and how to protect yourself. But not everybody can build a house. So sometimes 24 hours and sleeping and eating and your business is there and you don't know why you are feeling sick. What are the side effects that you think people feel and they maybe don't even know?
First thing,
why they are sick.
Sleep well.
Yeah. Okay, so lack of sleep or waking up and
poor sleep. So you don't sleep. get to the lowest REM level, which is the most restorative level.
Okay.
And people are all constantly interrupted. You know, if you have high magnetic and electric fields in your bedroom, then your body won't be able to switch to the repair mode, to the parasympathetic mode of your nervous system. You'll always be in fight or flight. So you're constantly, you know,
waiting for something to
waiting
happen.
Waiting to happen, yeah.
And people have TVs in the living room. I don't have
sleeping, yeah,
for last
bedroom.
4 years. Normally, I had big one. Now, I don't. I didn't know how to put inside another TV.
This
so I'm
you.
Like, hey, let's have it on in living room. So you think, is this smart to not have one?
Well, first of all, a lot of people have now smart TVs, right?
Yeah.
Smart TVs, what we don't, you know, most people don't know about is that even when the television is off, but it's plugged into electricity, that little red light, it's constantly emitting radio frequency radiation, or what we say Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So you are you're adding another source of radiation to your bedroom that should be actually lower radiation than higher.
And children have mostly computers and TVs in their rooms too.
Yeah, iPads, cell phones. Mm-hmm. Not you name it, you know,
how,
computer games.
Yes, so not only the education need to be to the parents, but also to children who can maybe decide for themselves, because the younger one is very hard to describe them that you have something you don't see but really is harming you. But children who are 12, 11, and 10, I think they could understand already. So it would be really good to go to school and make a program mm-hmm. and just really talk to educators to bring you or people like you who can describe young people who only will be more surrounded by technology instead of less. Be smart, because really, really that affects you and everything, you know, in your brain and body. So I think it's a lot of things you have to do to educate us. And I know that a week ago you had very, very important speaking engagement, which you were talking on even scarier mm-hmm. situation that everybody is talking
5G.
About right now, the 5G. And yeah, could you tell me what you were doing in Santa Barbara?
Yes,
who did you talk to and what was the topic? And we know 5G, you said. But is this something that you will do more often and in many different places? Or is this something that we can call you and order you to just come to some businesses and describe? How? First, maybe, Monica, one more time, name of your business?
Well, for now, it's Elegant Living 27. That's the work title. But I have a new business name. It's called elegant, healthy home. So it has to be elegant in order for me to be healthy, because otherwise ugly homes don't really work.
They make you sick, enter. So, you know that your home is ugly, you already are sick.
You can't look at it. But what I mean by elegant is efficient, you know, visually pleasing, aesthetically, you know, beautiful. But at the same time, there is a sense of elegance, you know, when things are working, they're gelling, you know, they're just right. And, you know, it's, you know, nature is elegant, right? You know how it works. It's just perfectly calibrated for health. And I love homes like that, you know, where everything is just working well. And healthy means so many things to different people, you know, so it has a different definition. But for me, you know, we had a event in Montecito. We had a talk with another building biologist who is absolutely the best in the country, Larry Gust. He's based in Ventura, and Larry is one of the main instructors at the Building Biology Institute, and he's also the president. He's been tirelessly working as the president of the board of directors since 1994 of this nonprofit, which is the Building Biology Institute. And Larry and I presented a PowerPoint presentation on 5G, what it means, understanding technology, and because the new antennas have been approved, there's six of them actually, are going to be installed around Montecito. And we wanted the public to know what they will actually do to your biology, what that added radiation near your home or office will be, what sort of effect it will have on you. And so we went really into depth of, you know, different symptoms and effects and how to shield, how to safeguard your home from 5G and from EMFs.
Did you give people, like, or maybe two or three ways, if you can describe what we can do, how we can, who can talk against that, and do you even have power to speak out against 5G? So first, any advice, again, to do better for ourselves? Could you give it to us
Right now? Start with your sleeping area. This is the most important room in your
house. But lamps. So lamp, every time when you go to bed, you need to unplug lamp
it.
From
Don't
the
just
wall.
Turn it off. Unplug it or find the circuit breaker that supplies the power to your bedroom and flip it at night, so you have no electricity floating around and the room adjoining room on the back of your headboard. Because if you have a refrigerator or a television on the back there, it's still going to be emitting electric and magnetic fields coming over to the other side. So be mindful about that. And what we usually do is, you know, the usual progression of steps is for every assessment that I do is we look at the power box, you know, with all the panel, electric panel. And then we identify which circuit breakers supply which rooms. And then we label each circuit breaker, because most of those have not been labeled. Nobody even looks at it. But we identify the ones that supply power to the bedroom and adjoining room. And then people have a choice to turn them off at night. So you have no electricity. It's like sleeping in the forest. This is the best. I mean, you shouldn't have more than 10 millivolts going through your body. Most people, I measured today a house in Pasadena, we had 3,000 millivolts in the master bedroom. And then we started unplugging things. We went down to 220. Wow. From 3,000, just by unplugging stuff. Unplugging, we didn't even turn off the power. We just unplugged lamps, fan, Sonos, you know, charger for the phone. Made all the difference.
So, like, in my place, my child's computer is always on. Nobody shuts off computers. So we are just putting in sleep mode. That's like...
It's plugged in. If it's plugged into electricity, it's emitting... Computers emit magnetic fields as well as electric.
Same with
fields.
Laptop. We don't turn it off.
And
we just
Wi-Fi.
Turn... Oh, gosh. Seems like it's very hard to win this battle.
No, it's like, you know, it's just step by step. I was really overwhelmed when I didn't have this information.
Yes.
And now that I do, I am not overwhelmed. I'm really at ease because now I know what I can do. You know, we have control over our environment inside the house. So if there is a cell tower or antenna or the neighbor's router, we don't have control over it, but we can shield from it if it's too strong. But we can turn off our router at night. You don't need your Wi-Fi at night when you're sleeping, honestly.
Until
who does?
People think, what if somebody calls? What if we have emergency in our country or something and somebody wants to inform you? So, you know, you always feel like, what if? And this mostly never happens or happens very little. But we want to, they made us feel like we need to be on alert all the time.
And that alert creates the, you know, fight or flight, which wipes out your adrenals. Then it wipes out your thyroid and then it wipes out your liver. So that in that sequence, so people are always tired and exhausted because they're always, you know, on alert 24/7.
We are charging our phones. They're on and they have ringers on in the kitchen, but they're loud enough that we hear our alarm going off.
Yeah.
But they are away.
Away.
Yeah.
Smart. I like that.
That is the smart
okay,
house.
Okay, so everybody, right, if you don't have house with 5,000 feet or whatever, far, you know, that you cannot have in kitchen and never will hear your phone.
But
you are right.
The rule is the phone should not be in the same room with you, right?
No, it shouldn't be.
So why should it be in the kitchen? It doesn't have to be in a kitchen.
Yeah, but somewhere just, not with the place that you sleep. So let us, our sleeping arena make the most foresty that we can do.
It should be a retreat. It should be a place where you are
so
adding
no
more.
TV, ton people, go to living room, and when you finish watch TV, just go to bed and sleep. That's why bedroom is for sleeping, not falling asleep with TV on. No computers, no laptops in time before you go to bed, no phones, which all of us are checking phones before we go to sleep. And like I said, I thought I would put like little further phone, but no, you are saying not in a room that you sleep. And what the weirdest thing is that lamp, even when you turn it off, still is a big enemy for all of us. So unplug the one lamp that maybe is in the room.
Next to your bed.
And it just seems like five or four steps that we can do it.
No, I have, you know, I send out a handout. We have a building biology handout. It's really good. It covers the good air quality, but it also covers seven ways to lower your EMF radiation. And it goes by, you know, just everything you can do to eliminate. There's so much you can do.
It's all this information on your link that we can get to.
Yeah, I will share that with you.
Yes, please. That will be cool.
Yeah.
So one more time, if somebody wants to find you, call you, order you to come to check on the house. First and foremost, are you very expensive? Because not everybody maybe has enough of money to have you there. And we are talking California. We are talking, you are in our Los Angeles arena, Santa Barbara. I'm sure you are traveling all the time and that's what you do. But I know there are probably in different states people like you and people can contact them. But we have you here. Mm-hmm. So let's to find out from you how we can call Monica and will you come and are you very expensive for like single mother? Can she afford you to come? I say, okay, I have two bedrooms, only one bedroom. Can we afford Monica, you think?
You know, when you compare the cost of the health that you will have to be dealing with when it's failing and for, you know, the 9 years that I've been ill, and the money that I've lost and the money that I had to spend on taking care of myself is nothing comparing to what I paid for my building biologist to come out.
Is this like 5 hours visit, 1 hour visit? Is this all day?
It depends on the square footage.
Okay.
Like today I measured about 2,500 square foot home with three teenage kids. And we go mostly through the bedrooms and then home office if you have one, then kitchen and the dining room and the family room. So this job today took 6 hours.
Six hours,
solid.
Were children there and they were watching teenagers? They liked it?
And then, you know,
they were interested?
The younger ones were just sort of like, well, whatever. But the older one was great. And what I did first is that we all sat down and I showed them a couple of videos about Wi-Fi and the effects of Wi-Fi devices, and the whole family sat and then watched my PowerPoint for about 20-25 minutes. It's the same PowerPoint that we showed in Montecito. So it educates people, and you know, because EMF people have zero idea what that is. You know, most people don't.
Yeah.
That there's four different types.
But we have you here, yeah. So one more time, if you can give us name of your business, your name, your phone number, mm-hmm. place where people can find you outside of Link on Accent On, and of course, you can listen to our show over and over by going to LA Talk Radio Accent On, scroll down, the last show will be our show. You can download the show, you can listen to it, there are downloads and listen right away. Links, or I will be posting in 2 days our show with pictures and video, of course, again. So, you know, you can listen and have a note, making notes right away to have something to think about right away. But if we want to hire you, one more time, name of your business, if you can give us phone number, yeah. your name, and yeah, that will be it.
So my business name is Elegant Living 2727. You can find me on Facebook right now. My page is getting built right now. And I am at 805-895-4687. I'm based in Santa Barbara, but I travel all over up and down California coast and sometimes out of state, depending on, you know, where
work,
everybody
yes,
wants to come. And so and I'm affordable, you know, comparing to what you have to spend to take care of your health in order to sustain yourself in this barrage of toxic electromagnetic fields. It's comparable. It's actually very affordable.
So, thank you so much.
And I never turn anybody away. So, you know, a lot of people who call me who are senior citizens or, you know, younger people who are not making much money, I always work with everyone. So
wonderful.
It's don't be scared for the possible expense that you can't afford because you think it's too expensive.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Monika Krajewska, with us. She's our friend to LA Talk Radio and our Accent On the show. And I'm very, very honored to know you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I'll be talking to your friend. Obvious, you both know each other a lot, but I had the pleasure to meet you maybe 1.5 months ago in the studio, and I just love the pictures and videos that you are posting on Facebook, because the amount of events that you are covering, and we'll describe your business in a second, and the really powerful lights, production and mega events. And now I know it's you, Monika, and your company who does all of that, the small, big, and the big events, is all you and your husband, plus probably a lot of people. So it looks always to me like glamorous and big and exciting. And I cannot even imagine how somebody can put events like that together with so many electricity, so you must be glowing at night, probably, Monika. Anyway, so I don't know how it protects you. But again, could you tell us a name of your business, a little bit about your business, and then we'll move on to the newest and the oldest, the coolest events that you produce with your husband. Okay, so your name one more time is Monika.
Hi, my name is Monika Lyons, and I work for a company called Smoke and Mirrors, and we provide audio, video, and lighting. These are the three main things that we provide for
Smoke
events.
And Mirrors.
Yes.
And then you said production company that supplies, one more time,
audio, video, and lighting.
Audio, mm-hmm. video, and lighting. Even when you say, oh, audio, this is a sound, mm-hmm. but we are not talking sound, tiny sound that you see home party. I don't know, probably you make also a beautiful party happening for people who have need for that. But you are talking parties. You are talking sound. Coachella. We are talking Coachella for last how many years?
20, yeah. This year was our 20th Coachella. We've been doing it since the first Coachella ever. So we were definitely honored to be at its conception.
Smoke and Mirrors. Mm-hmm. So many years exclusively supply. Well, sound.
Yeah, we're one of the vendors at
lights.
Coachella. And,
no, now it's so big that I don't even know if you need to have a few more people than you, hopefully, to
yes,
do it.
Yes, there is. There's definitely other vendors because the event is so big. There is no one
so
vendor who can cover all the stages, yes, and the demand is definitely there.
But the visuals, you know, and that's the difference before when I was younger, very young in Poland, and probably in America too. We had balloons and it was like, yay, we're so festive. And somebody had megaphone and big, like, hello, children, come on. No, or the events that right now you are putting together, the quality of entertainment by even being there and seeing what's going on. You don't need to even watch musicians or the shows. You see everything will happen in the sky around you.
Yeah, you're right. Things did change a bit. And they change constantly, overnight almost. Event is not only for one sense anymore. It's an experience.
Yes.
And it's a full-blown experience. So people are always expecting the wow effect, and you have to provide, and it's always there.
So again, I loved it. I had some pictures, but pictures are pictures. But then when you see video and all these lights, all these gorgeous colors, and it's just is electricity in air. You know, if you'll be there, you will be like mesmerized. But what's going on? It's like all the time Las Vegas, you know, around you with things constantly changing because every event has probably different theme. Every event requires something else. So where is the concept? Who is creating the creativity behind what the visuals and audio and will be like? Is this you or client has the wish and you need to twist sometimes clients'
wish
to say?
It is the client. They have a wish list. Okay. And they tell us how they want their event and what is their budget and what is that they want the event to be, and then we craft it. Sometimes there is a lot of room for the design and creativity. Sometimes there is just a strict execution of their design, and we do full production or partial production, full design or just the execution, and we're open to anything. So a lot of times the design already comes in and we just execute it, but there is no show that is the same or alike.
Yes.
Even if it's the same show, just like we are working on events in Palm Springs, they're called Splash House. And even though they are the same, they're just never the same. We always try to make it more unique, better. So if it's the same person happen to come to event one after another, they will have big, better, different pictures, because that's all it is about. Good
there was
pictures.
This year. Last year is different.
Well,
another
it's actually, they were 2 months apart, so they should be.
Oh, that's a short
different.
Time to
yeah.
so need to,
yeah,
because
exactly.
memory is so fresh. So
That is
want...
right. And all the pictures that people post, everything is so disposable.
So I love your videos. I was starting to talk about how excited I always am looking at the great stuff that I see on the video. Mm-hmm. So if everybody or anybody is interested in what your company can provide for them as a smaller event or very, very large one, big one, go to their Facebook or website.
Yeah, our website is smokeandandmirrors.us.com. And but the since we have so many events going on every week, the best way to keep up with all of them is definitely the Instagram or Facebook. So we have live updates of events. And
yeah, you are so good with things. Always something new. It's a really very lively. And please, people, I know we all have events coming up. And if you never heard about this company, so now you know where to go. And you can check this out, because what Monica is doing, she really are posting so much stuff. So you can imagine what they can do for you in a big way, also less extravagant way.
Yes, exactly. We always work with the budget if there's a need for it. Just like Monica, we don't like to turn people down,
yeah,
because we are aware that prices are really high in Los Angeles for everything, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody...
And I'm sure if you cannot just bring like DJs or something, which you probably can. You have contacts. You can create a whole event for people,
yeah,
so they have no
right.
headache.
Exactly. We can be one-stop shop. We may not design the cutest invitations for the event, but all the technical parts and recommendations for other vendors, from food to creating cute invitations, we do have great recommendations for that.
So you are in the business for how many years?
Over 20 years.
So we are talking about experts, you know, really 20 years in LA doing the biggest events that everybody cannot wait every year, like say Coachella. And then a lot of people just coming to your events just because they are free to, for some people to attend. Do you do also like that? Or everything is paid?
Yes, we do a lot of events. They're all commercial. But a lot of them is free, open to the public.
That's what is the most beautiful, you know. It's like, sorry, I'm not comparing you to Vegas at all, but I was the most surprised that sometimes I felt more entertained on the streets with all of these things, what was going on, fountains and lights and nights, you know, this, and it was provided for free, you know, and then you go to hotel and you lose money and you cry, but then you go on the street that evening and it's so many good things and you say, yeah, I love Vegas, you know, it's all for free and it's so beautiful. But,
two weekends ago, we were working at this event at LA Live in downtown Los Angeles Plaza, and there was an event called Nike 3-on-3, where there were set up basketball courts in different parts of downtown.
Huh.
So you could come and check your basketball skills right on the street and see how good of a player you are, because Nike was providing all that equipment while we provided everything else. There was music going all
day. There
was
a daytime or
yes,
evening?
Yes, I believe it was whole weekend event. So it was just great. I did post a few pictures, and that was open to the public, free to the public. There was a
so people please use these opportunities. This is very cool ways of seeing
yeah.
something new and knowing that your memories can be forever from event like that. And if somebody wants to again hire you, the best way is to contact you via internet, Instagram and Facebook? Or
and Facebook, yes. We're on all outlets. So whatever is convenient for the clients, we use that channel to communicate with them. Most people choose email. So there's some kind of track record.
We want your what email.
Yes, my email is mlyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at smokeandmirrors.us.com.
One more time. Slower.
Mlyons, L-Y-O-N-S, at Smoke and A-N-D mirrors.us.com.
And if somebody has a pen right now and paper and has this 100 people, 200 people wedding coming out, and this is supposed to be like very unusual event, and they say, I don't know what means very unusual, but I think that's the company that I want to hire. What is the phone number for you? I'm just taking slow because I want people to find the pen.
Yes, the phone number is 310-227-2402.
Will we be talking to you or some other people? If people call, is this you who pick up the phone or somebody else?
I will pick up that phone, yes.
Oh my gosh! So, that's not only we know, you know that you will take care of us. 20 years is a long, long time, and I didn't put the accent on that you have a wonderful husband and family, and you are many, many years married, and you bought, that's your husband and yours business. So if you can tell us a little bit, who is your husband and why he is not here? We have one more free chair. I would love to meet him one day, and how the business started, because that was him doing.
It was the idea, yes. He came out of college. He was working in a movie business, and in college, he was hired as a bartender in one of the bars where there was a lot of bands playing. And whenever the drummer was sick or the sound guy was sick, he would just learn the skill and he would just fill in for anybody. And eventually he learned doing sound and lighting. And the last thing that came was the video. But by now he also knows how to do the power and just so many other things that have to comply with all the, it has to work. one way or another.
What was he studying?
Computer science.
Oh, yes. So he is a mathematician.
Very much so, yeah. So these kind of consoles are very easy for him to learn in no time.
I'm not touching that. It's there. Works. But you also are very well educated, and you have also musical education. So please tell us a little bit about what you were studying. How do you came about to being American citizenship citizen? So it, for you, it's also a journey to be here. How did you came from Poland?
Well, I came only for 1 year, and I just overstayed my welcome. Now with two kids in tow and an American husband, it's really hard to change location. Yes. But I've, yeah, I did study in music school, and my major was flute. And then my master's degree was in music theory. And fast forward, I work for a production company that has little to do with music, at least the classical part of it. But it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's what a journey we all have. And I didn't mention that our Monika Kajewska, you came from Poland too. How many years you are in America?
33
years. And you were studying here or in Poland?
Studying art in Poland.
And
then I continued studying actually film. I did some film studies and work in film.
When it comes to art, can you describe? Because I know the elegant way of living must be something that is in you as an artist. So you have a vision how life's supposed to be like. So the studying in Poland, you thought that will lead you where you are here right now, and you thought will be completely different what you'll be doing?
I don't think I ever really envisioned that far into the future. I mean, that was the time in the early 80s when we studied art with actual paints and pencils, and we did not have technology. I'm very grateful for that, because you had to develop skills that you otherwise wouldn't have, and composition was a big thing. So I've learned actually photography through studying art, because you know photography is
now
my,
you are
my,
talking
my medium.
You didn't say photography,
so
that's
in a way
you both are connected.
We've connected on the by the way of photography. Remember we were
you didn't
about
mention
that.
Anything about photography. We see your photos and we see what you are posting, because they are very artsy too, but you both have something common here as a friend.
Absolutely. So you, that's the common thread for us.
Now you know why you both like each other. Oh, I think we do good photos, but outside of that, so and then you came here 30 something years ago, and so what field you were working
when I came?
Yes,
when I first came, I was straight out of art school, and I jumped into, you know, I was doing all sorts of things. My first job was taking care of a small kid, so I was babysitting, and I elevated to becoming an assistant to a bookkeeper, an accountant who had her own business. And then I've learned so many different things. I ended up working with Ray and Charles Eames in Venice, the famous Eames chair. That's I think that was the highlight of my career as an artist. I was organizing their slide library for the Library of Congress. We were preparing all the entire archive of their Venice studio, the 901 Venice Avenue, I think it was called at that time, the famous studio where they designed all the chairs and all the, you know, all the main, you know, they were inventors, and nobody liked that before them. And I ended up being part of the team that was working on preparing the archive for the Library of Congress. And I really, even though it was a short period of time, I really am so grateful for that opportunity, because these were people who were icons in the design world.
Serious
and
jobs.
And they've affected so many lives. Yep. You know. And and then I went on to working in the film industry and editing, and then opened my own photography gallery. And
look at you.
It was really a dream come true, because I always...
Girls, you need to start shooting some great pictures and do some new gallery. You have a corner, because you're elegant and healthy. Mm-hmm. lifestyles. If you can
healthy
somehow,
gallery,
if you can put the perfect elegant home in the middle of the forest and just describe in some great creative way that people are supposed to come to retreats like that to learn what it means to live in a healthy home. So talk to your guy from a Montecito or whatever, the builder, and say, let's find a place that is surrounded by only trees, that's built perfect home, that when people come for like weekend or something and they want to come like to the museum, I want 15% for all sales, ticket sales, but and they can enter and you can visually prove them how the rooms are working when they are healthy and elegant and beautiful and just surrounded. Because we have in California a lot of beautiful trees, a lot of greenery, a lot of everything. Greece, all is okay, but somehow everything separated. So we still are sick all the time, sick and tired, and we don't know why. But I see a business. I see really a business. If somebody will do us almost museum, something of perfection, that was hundreds of years ago, people were healthier than us, but you can create your healthy home and bring people, make the demonstration, 20, 30 minutes demonstration, have a people with your magical boxes and describe them, give them the wonderful literature that they can take with, take a children who are a little bit older because they need to find something for younger people, but the 13, 14 smart people, very smart people here, children, so they will learn even when they today don't think about this, 2-3 years and 5-10 years when they will have own children, they will remember you forever. So you are educating right now everybody, so you just need somebody else to help you to create some great gathering place that is a perfect place that people know can find only in Montecito, maybe.
Well, it's you know, that's my dream. It's like it's just to create a place where people can come and experience what it's like to be in a healthy environment.
Yes. And then at night we are hiring smoke and mirrors, and we say, okay, people, enough of the healthy stuff. Now we are healthy inside of our soul. And we just, because without laugh, without dance, without great music, great friendships, and great event in places like that, this could be an amazing weekend.
That would be that's a retreat.
That's a retreat, yes. Yes. So, I don't know, we resolve lots of life problems and world problems, hopefully, or if not, I know the ladies who can help you have amazing event if you have one, if you have need for one, or talk to your mayors or whoever's, if they have some planning to do. We have a perfect 20 years old business who does amazing events. Name one more time.
We're called Smoke and Mirrors.
Phone number.
310-227-2402.
And mostly Monica will pick up the phone, so we know her right now directly. And when you want to make your home or life healthier, more elegant, your place where you live, and you maybe even don't feel well right now when you are working for so many hours in front of the computers in your own home, and getting out for 5 minutes cigarette break doesn't really rebuild you, and you need to go back home and say, why I'm sick? Why my home makes me feel sick? So I think you probably are in trouble, similar to what Monica was 8 years ago. But we know Monica Krajewska, she has a business that can describe why you feel wrong or bad or sick. What's wrong with you? Because she will prove you is not only what she talks about, they have the way to prove. Can I show?
Oh, yeah. People? That's a small pocket.
That's a tiny one, but you have much bigger, yes, that there proofs.
So these are the levels. These are extreme levels of Wi-Fi or radio frequency radiation.
So now we are here and we are like loaded
with that. We're cooking here. Hopefully we won't have to stay here long, but most people live and sleep in those kinds of levels.
And how many levels this is already?
This is 3.0 volts per meter, which translates to extreme danger and health, biologically health. We have in building biology safe levels, right? And so there's four different stages. But one thing, you know, you asked me about one thing that the person can do.
Yeah, we need to finish. Okay. I had the boss showing me gone. So we'll be the next show.
Yes.
Next show. Take care of your sleeping place, the most important, and go to the Facebook and check again everything what Monica is posting, and Smoke and Mirrors. They have also a wonderful website. Thank you so much for today. I love you, girls.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.